What I have to say tonight is for the glory of God. It has nothing to do with me whatsoever, because God has been so good to me. On the 26th of April of 2009, my husband came home from church and he said, "Evelyn, everybody at church says you've got to go to the hospital." And I said, "Honey, I'm ready to go. I'm so sick and I've got so much pain, I don't know which way to turn." So he took me off to the hospital, and that night they diagnosed me as having multi-myeloma. And it was in the second stage going towards the third stage, but it wasn't the very worst part. And they said, "We have to keep her in until we find out if this is really what it is." And during that time, they tried all kinds of different medication on me. And one night they gave me this medication. It lasted 12 hours. And that morning I went into spasms, and they called Shell and said, "I don't know whether she's going to make it or not." And for 12 hours I was there shaking and couldn't control my body in any way, shape, or form. But I'm so grateful to God, because it's through the prayers of His people that I stand here tonight. I had no control of my legs. I lost control of those because I had five vertebrae that were shrunk away from the cancer. Some were 40% and some were 20%. So my legs were not part of me that I could even move. But I'm so grateful to God for what He has done for me. And then they would ship me off to Oshawa Hospital every Tuesdays, every Monday and Thursday. And I had radiation. And I didn't know what to really expect. And I was lying there on this stretcher, and this girl looked at me and she said, "Oh, that's you, Evelyn, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And she said, "I knew." She said, you're not feeling well, are you?" And I said, "I'm scared." And she said, "Well, don't worry at all," because she said, "I'm going with you into radiation." She said, "I'll be there with you and I'll hold your hand, so don't worry about anything." And I said to my husband, "Did you see that girl?" And they thought I was crazy, but that was okay. And she went in with me in radiation. She held my hands, and I thanked her for it. And I said to the doctor, I said, "Where's the girl that sat beside me all during radiation?" And he said, "There wasn't anybody here that sat beside you during radiation, because no one's allowed in the room during radiation." And I said, "But she sat right beside me. She held my hands." And of course, they thought again I was crazy. But I know that God sent an angel to me. And she held my hands during that time. And during chemo, it wasn't even the most pleasant. I couldn't eat of any kind. I couldn't eat any food. I went down to 89 pounds. And everything that I ate tasted like metal. And there was one day I was at home, and I was lying there, and I said, "Honey, I'm hungry, and you know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have a bran muffin." "Well," he said, "I'd have to learn how to make those." And I said, "Well, maybe you can get some tomorrow." And that was on a Friday night, and I had had the chemo on Thursday. And when I came, always on Friday, my legs were so bad that I could not control them. They would absolutely shake, whereby I had no control over my legs whatsoever. And around 7:30, my dear friend Helen and Grant knocked at the door, and they came in, and she had with her bran muffins. And so I said to her, "There's nothing I wanted more than a bran muffin." So she brought me these bran muffins, and before they left, they prayed with me that God would take a hold of my legs and just calm them down. And I was so grateful for the prayer. And I'm so grateful for the prayers of the people, and for how the pastor came two and three times a week to see me in the hospital. And every time he'd come, he'd give words of encouragement. And I said, "Pastor, I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm not going to make it." And he said, "Yes, you are. You are going to make it." And so I said to him this one day when he came in, I said, "You know what, Pastor, now I know that I'm in a win-win situation, because if I go, I go to be with Jesus. And if I stay, I stay with my precious, darling little Sheldon." And he said, "Yes, that's what you do." He says, "You have a win-win situation." And on June the 12th in 2009, I said to Shell, I said, would you do me a favor? And he said, yes, I'd do anything for you. I said, would you get me dressed and get me ready? Because I was unable to help myself of any kind. I couldn't even stand on my feet. And I said, would you help me to get ready to go to church? The Lord had spoken to me and said that I was to obey His voice. And I heard God say to me, Evelyn, you go and I will go with you. So He got me ready to come to church, and I came in a wheelchair. And God told me that I was to come every Sunday to church, that I was not to miss going to church every Sunday. And He said, if you obey me, I will do wonders for you. And when I was in the hospital, I heard this song sung, and it was, have you prayed and prayed, and still you haven't heard an answer? Has your faith grown weak, and you still feel you're all alone? But just look up, for the God is there to serve you, and He will not leave you, because He's going to heal you. You're one of His own. And I was so grateful that every Sunday, every day, that I was able to play those tapes and get strength from the Lord. And one day before I left the hospital, I wasn't eating there at all. And he said, this girl came to me who is a dietitian, and she said, if you don't eat, Evelyn, we've got to do something about it. And she said, is there anything you'd like? And I told her a few things that I thought I could eat. And so this tray came this one day, and the girl said to me, I'd like to know, who do you belong to? And I said, I don't know what you mean. Well, she said, I've never in all the years I've been in this hospital ever seen a tray like this brought to anybody. And I said, well, I said, I'll tell you who I am. I said, I am a daughter of a king. And she said, the king, king who? And I said, I'm the daughter of King Jesus. And that night before I left the hospital, she came to my bedside and she said, Evelyn, are you awake? And I said, yes, I am. She said, tell me all about this King Jesus you're telling me about. So I had an opportunity of sharing with her the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I had an opportunity of praying with her before I left. And I was so grateful that God gave me this opportunity. I don't know where she is today. I invited her to come to church. I've never seen her in the church, but I just pray that someday that she will find Christ as her Savior. I just can't thank you enough for all of your goodness to me, because if it hadn't been for your prayers, I wouldn't be standing here this night. But God has given me strength. He's given me the ability. He's given me weight. I won't say how much, but He's put a little bit of weight on me. And I'm so grateful. I'm thankful for a husband that stood by me day in, day out. He carried me. He would carry me back and forth and put me in the wheelchair. And I can remember that the first Sunday I came, they were going to start practicing for Christmas. And so I went out and put my name on the list, and I was in a wheelchair. And so 2009 and Christmas, I sang in the cantata in a wheelchair. And 2010, I came in a walker. And last Christmas, I came with a cane. And now God has taken all those things away from me. I don't have a walker, I don't have a wheelchair, and I don't have a cane. And I'm able to go on my own. And I just praise and thank the Lord for the wonderful things that He has done for me, because if it hadn't been for God, I would not be standing here tonight. Thank you.